We endorse the call for the empowerment of the Uluru Statement from the Heart. We believe that the Constitution should be amended so that the voices of Indigenous Australians can be fully heard. Because the longer I've been at BHP, the more certain I've become that this great company, like this great country, has unfinished business with the Indigenous peoples of Australia. And that's why we cannot stand on the sidelines. BHP as a company must listen hard to the voice of Indigenous Australians. And it's in all our interests to hear the first voices of this country.
That's BHP Chief Executive Andrew McKenzie speaking in Perth earlier today. Before an audience which included traditional owners already connected to the company, Mr. McKenzie pledged $1 million to help educate Australians about the Uluru Statement from the Heart. BHP's endorsement of an Indigenous voice to Parliament came in a joint statement with another mining giant, Rio Tinto, and its Managing Director in Australia, Joanne Farrell, joins me now. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thank you.
Why are we seeing two massive names in the mining sector putting competition aside to endorse the Uluru Statement from the Heart?
Look, this is a really important aspect for the mining industry and BHP and ourselves in particular to take leadership on. All of our mines are on Aboriginal land. We've got long histories of partnerships with Aboriginal people. And this is some way that we can continue our partnership with those people by supporting the Uluru Statement and encouraging Australia to get interested, to get into the debate, and to make progress on this important matter.
What's in it for Rio Tinto?
We know that we're one of the largest private employers of Aboriginal people in Australia. We've got over 1,500 Aboriginal employees, and we know this is an important issue to them. We also know from internal discussions that it's an important issue for our non-Indigenous employees. It's an important issue for the whole of Australia. So this is important for us to demonstrate that we are interested in issues that challenge society, that are relevant to our business, and to give the support that's needed to make this discussion continue and continue at a pace.
What does that mean in terms of your own lobbying? We know that, of course, the government, the conservative side of politics, rejected the Uluru Statement of the Heart when Malcolm Turnbull was Prime Minister. Does that mean that you'll be more active trying to also lobby that side of politics? Labor has said it would enact the Uluru Statement from the Heart to change its position?
Rio Tinto has been on this journey of reconciliation for a number of years. We, in fact, released our first Reconciliation Action Plan in 2011, revised it a couple of years later, and most recently did its second revision, which got Elevate status. And so it's important that we continue this discussion. It's not something new for us.
Yeah, but my question with respect was in relation to, you know, the fact that you need a bipartisan approach to change the Constitution, and one side of politics, the government, has been opposed to this change. What does that mean for your advocacy?
Well, we understand there's a range of views on this, and we respect that. What we've done today by coming out in support of the Uluru Statement is to encourage the debate, that to not close it down. So we don't have a particular position on what would be the actual solution for constitutional recognition. But what we're saying is let's really get on and debate this. Let's not close down the discussion.
Indigenous Alice Springs Town Councillor Jacinta Price has aired her doubts on Sky News today. Let's take a listen.
I don't know that just simply throwing your support behind something that we're not sure what that actually looks like is helpful, and in a way perhaps it is a way of these companies to look better in the eyes of Indigenous people, considering it's Indigenous people's land that, you know, they want to be involved in.
I should point out that Price isn't convinced on the idea of an Indigenous voice to Parliament, but what do you make of what she has to say?
Well, I would reiterate that we've been on this journey of reconciliation for a number of years, and we're doing it because we actually are genuine partners with the traditional owners on whose land we operate on, and in recognition of the numerous people we employ or we contract with. So in addition to our 1,500 employees, we've got many more Aboriginal and Indigenous and Torres Strait Islander people working at our sites through our contracting companies. And this is a serious issue for them, and so we're partnering with them. It's not something brand new. It's something we've been on the journey for a long time, and it's something that we believe needs to be discussed and debated and actioned.
There's been a big debate about, you know, the priority that should be given. The Prime Minister was making comments that, you know, his focus is on the Indigenous suicides of young girls. That's, you know, a priority instead. What do you make of that distinction, that should be the priority and not something like this, the Uluru Statement from the Heart?
I don't think there's a single priority. I think there's so many issues that need to be addressed, and that the Uluru Statement talks about that, and particularly when it references the Makarrata and the fact that we need to have some truth-telling and some discovery, some examination. The support that companies that Rio Tinto does and other companies in the mining industry does extend to those broader issues.
So you're saying, you know, it's not a choice?
Not a choice of what?
Between these issues.
No, it's a whole package of issues that have a lot of interconnectedness. And so if you have a conversation with Indigenous people about the importance of the Uluru Statement and the Makarrata, a lot of these issues will come to light, and the solutions will be sought as part of that. It's not an either or. It's absolutely an and.
How did this come about? How did your company come to the decision to support this? Was there, you know, a request to support this? Can you tell me about that decision making process?
Supporting the Uluru Statement.
That's right.
So our Reconciliation Action Plan that got Elevate status was recognised by Reconciliation Australia as Elevate, and we joined 11 other companies in getting that status, which included BHP, Sodexo, Qantas, Crown, Telstra, and the Richmond Football Club. And in those discussions with what we call the Elevate participants, we've talked about what we need to do to support the Uluru Statement. That then led to private discussions in each of the companies, and I'm sure BHP, like ourselves, had discussions at executive team level and the like. And we decided that we wanted to come out in support of the Uluru Statement as a company. We shared that thought with BHP, and over the period discussed the power of actually making a joint statement, because for the Uluru Statement to have a success, it's about partnerships. And so to have a coalition of the two largest mining companies in Australia come out with a joint statement, we both agreed would be powerful. And I think the response that we've got today and the response Andrew got from his breakfast speech this morning at CEDA gives credence to that thought. It has been a powerful thing for us to come out together.
If you're just tuning in, our guest is Joanna Farrell. She's the Rio Tinto Managing Director in Australia. 0418 226 576 is our text line. I wonder what you make of these two companies coming together to make this decision. Just a final question for you, Joanne. What would it mean for Australia? How would it change Australia to change the constitution to enshrine, you know, an Indigenous body to be consulted with?
I believe it will mean Australia can stand up and hold its head high on the global stage about how we are a united Australia. That it's not about Indigenous or non-Indigenous. It's about us finding a solution to make sure that the Indigenous people in Australia, the original people of Australia, have a voice, and that we come together and really start to achieve a reconciliation between the two nations.
Joanne, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
That's Rio Tinto's Managing Director in Australia, Joanne Farrell. This is RN Drive.